It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sal, tell the people it's not, Lindor's not using a torpedo bat. Here's the thing. I don't care what type of bat he uses. Get a hit, will you? March, April, and by the way, congrats to Francisco Lindor and family on the birth of their third child. You said it was Hoff, right? He had another daughter, so congrats.
Boy,
okay, there you go. His first son. So congrats to Francisco Lindor.
Congrats.
Friend of the program, of course. We had him on last month or so. But it doesn't matter what type of bat you're using. And by the way, I'd be curious to see if he's on the lineup tonight after the birth of his son. Usually Lindor does not want to miss a game.
No.
Obviously, the Mets are on the road in Miami. I'm not sure where his wife is. I'm assuming back home, wherever that may be. Is it here in New York? Is it somewhere else? I really don't know the extent of it. But the game is later tonight. I think it's a 6:40 start, so maybe Lindor will be in the lineup, maybe not. Either way, BT, enough with it's fun to talk about the bats, and we will continue the conversation, but which individual is using them to me is irrelevant. It's more about does the bat give you an advantage? And there's no way you could prove that right now.
No, you can't prove it, but listen, anytime you get something like this, everybody's going to be an internet sleuth, and I mean, I'm looking at a picture right now from over the weekend,
right,
where Lindor is using a torpedo bat, but how the hell do I know? Is it Photoshopped? I have no idea.
Okay, and then look at this one. So same thing. Somebody sent me this one.
All right, let's see.
And it looks the same color, same bat.
Yeah.
And what does that look like to
you? Is that a Marucci bottle? That looks like an M. Yeah, that looks like a torpedo.
It does to you?
Oh, wait, no, hold on. This one. No, that one looks a little more normal,
okay,
actually.
So that's the point. So I get a picture of something that looks normal.
Compare it to mine here.
Yeah.
I found something, too, by the way. It says New York Porch Sports says Lindor under investigation for chargeable torpedo bat with heat sensor on the barrel.
Yeah, I mean, come on, off.
They look like different bats here, Sal. It's funny because the same colors, too.
But it might be a different bat.
Yeah, I guess it could be. That's true.
So I'm just going right to sources here, people that actually cover the team, and see if we could figure that out. I don't know if I'll get a response or not. Here we go. Yeah, maybe. Okay. Exactly.
Great answer.
I'm not going to say who I'm texting because I know multiple people there. But either way, is Lindor using a torpedo bat? The answer I got was maybe.
maybe.
No, this is great. I'm not going to say who texted me this, but this is great. The answer was maybe, but the reporters are going to ask him today. So we will.
If he's there today.
True, if he is there today. The other part of it was, of course, Lindor can't hit with any bat until June anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, listen, I know we're laughing about this.
That is a great line.
And it's about the torpedo stuff with the Yankees and now Major League Baseball. This is catching fire. What do you go, 0 for 11? I mean, it's just...
Is that what it is?
I know it's 0 for 11.
Oh, it is 0 for 11? Okay.
I mean, why can't he hit? to start.
Well, one of the questions that I asked him when we had him on was, what are you going to do differently to combat these slow starts?
I think he said barrel up the ball.
Yeah, yeah, square it up.
Square it up.
Maybe with a torpedo bat he could square it up. Again, who knows? But I really don't think, first of all, it's only a 3
game. No, I understand that. I get it.
And I do think that last year, remember, it was a larger sample size. Also, he did not look good at the plate. I'm not getting that from him now. I do think he's had some quality at-bats. It's 11 at-bats. Now, you'd like one of these to drop, and maybe he could have made a difference in one of the ball games if the Mets lost 2 out of 3 in Houston. But there is something to it, and the worse it gets to start. Like, if he had a couple of hits, we wouldn't be discussing it. The fact that he's 0 for 11 brings it to the forefront again, and now there's going to be pressure on each at-bat to get the job done. I'm not worried about Lindor, but it is immensely frustrating that he just can't hit in the beginning of the season.
Well, I think yes, it is, because you paid to, you know, produce from the start to the finish, and it's just it's mystifying how this happens. Now, last year was, I think, as worse as it ever was. I don't know that it was quite that, but he was hitting like 090 something at one point. I don't think we go back down this road. I would think that a lot of the Mets get healthy this weekend, or not this weekend, starting tonight against the Marlins, who aren't very good. I know they won a couple of games early, but what are the Marlins doing this
year? They're leading the way in the NL East.
I know. I would think that he'll bang a few, and I would think that Pete will crank one out.
Well,
and, you know, I would think that they'll start to get a little bit better with the bat.
I know it's just 3 games. I can't stand Pete in the 3-hole. I can't stand
I told
it.
You that before. I hate him there. Well, I don't like that at all.
But you think he's going to have a big year.
But I didn't like him in the 3 spot. And I said I would have put him 4. I do not like him 3 at all.
By the way, our over-unders, which we will revisit at some point this week, because we were kind of, not that we were rushing it, but we were kind of...
Yeah, we blasted through him at the stadium.
We were up against it.
Yeah.
I was shocked that you took first Pete's over home run total.
35.5.
As your first pick.
And not Austin Wells.
Yes.
I know. Can I do a redo?
No. I was shocked.
Yeah. Well,
I thought the Wells number, because we talked about it before we went on the air, about maybe adjusting the numbers, because I looked at that and was like, this is not fair.
It was low.
17.5. Who that? Like, I would have bet my house.
I know.
On and out.
Well, injury, you never know. Yeah. Here's what you want to know my thought process?
Yeah.
All right, I didn't think that you were as in on Wells as I was.
Okay.
Which
now, maybe I'm not, but at that number.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. It's kind of offset by the fact that the number's low, and you and I talked about that off the air, so I probably should have made that. Yeah, I should have changed my thought process. So I was thinking that I could get Wells with my next pick. I didn't think that you would gravitate to that so quickly.
Right.
Credit to you, you did. He's got 2 bombs.
And what
I think he's going to be an all-star this year.
Yeah, I know.
I really do.
What was Pete's number?
35.5. Now, again, I've been saying all winter, and I do this. When I just like with the Knicks from the first week, I'm like, it doesn't feel right.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
I have not changed my tune, unless there's ample evidence that I'll happily change my tune. I have said all winter that I think Pete's going to really have a good year. So when I saw 35.5, I'm like, I think he's hitting 40.
Right.
I don't like him in a three hole, but he's going to hit 40. So I jumped on that because I thought that was unfairly low. And even though the Wells thing was low, I didn't think he would jump in so fast.
All right, that at least makes sense with the explanation there, but I am very happy to have Wells. And just the part about Pete, obviously, it's so early, you're not going to go nuts, but there are players, even when Soto doesn't get the job done.
Yeah.
Now, again, Soto's a different animal. We get that. But when he doesn't get the job done, even Vientos, he's a better example. Forget Soto because he's a different animal. Vientos, when he hasn't come through early on, he still gives you a good at bat. He's hitting the ball hard. I still have confidence in him because he looks confident up there.
Okay.
Pete is the opposite of that, and it drives me up a wall. Saturday night, I was watching it on the iPad because my wife was watching, you know, whatever other show we were watching Saturday night. I wanted to throw the iPad through the wall. He goes up there, he's got that long face, and then he's sulking and the head down after popping it up. I'm talking about the ninth inning there where they had a chance in the ninth.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like, I can't watch Pete hit behind Soto all year long. I cannot do it. Soto gets on base. Vientos has to be the next guy up. I think they'll make that change eventually. They're not going to do it three games in. But eventually, Vientos is destined to be the three-hitter.
Now, I hear you. Optics matter. There's certain athletes, when they don't do well, I need more. I know that this is crazy, but I know that everybody who's hearing this will agree. We need to know that when our athletes fail, that they feel it like we feel it. I know that that's twisted, man, because Pete's making $30 million a year. You know, he's going to probably set the Mets home run record this year. Who knows? If he cranks 500 home runs, he very well might be a Hall of Famer. Who knows? But it makes us feel our ROI, our return on our investment from a fan perspective. It just feels good when you see somebody like O'Neill. I knew watching Paul O'Neill, if he popped up with two on and nobody out, a helmet was getting smashed, a bat rack was getting punched, a bat was getting sawed in half, and it didn't change the result. He still popped up with two right. on and nobody out. But I'm like, that's okay. I know he loves it. I know he cares. I know Pete loves it, and I know Pete cares, but you got to be who you are. And we didn't, and I'm not even saying you're nitpicking on this because you've said this about Pete for a while.
Yeah.
But Pete's always been this guy.
Right.
We didn't have an issue with it when he was doing really well. Why have an issue now expecting him to deviate from who he is personality-wise?
Remember, this was a thing dating back to when Buck first took over and would say that, I know our guys care. They have that want to, as Buck used to say, the want to. But sometimes it was too much. That's my issue. That I know Pete cares and I know he wants it. But there's a certain attitude that you want. I'd rather it just be, I don't need him smashing Gatorade coolers or breaking bats over his knee.
Mm-hmm.
There seems to be a lack of real confidence there.
So it's not fire, it's more confidence.
Correct.
For me, I got you.
It's not the fire that O'Neill had.
Got it.
There is I believe, a confidence issue where he just gets down on himself too much.
Is this more of like a new development?
No, I think that this
has always kind of been this way.
Okay, and then, yeah, I mean, I feel like that's been the case, certainly at least since 2022, where even he had a good year, but just when things wouldn't go right, And then the last 2 years have not been up to his standards, and then the contract and all of where we're at. For me, the one thing that I would want to see change is at least his attitude and feel a little more, all right, here we are. I'm making the most money for any first baseman this year. I'm going to go out there and have a big season, especially after the big home run against Williams.
Yeah, he should be. And a couple against the Phillies.
Yeah,
he should be feeling good.
It's not the lack of emotion. He's got that. He had one of my favorite moments as a Mets fan was his emotion running around the bases after the home run for Williams.
That was good.
He was just letting the raw emotion of a year, a frustrating year out. I love that from Pete. I think he cares too much. He almost tries too hard and gets down on himself too quickly when the result isn't there. And that shows me an unstable mindset that infuriates me. Whereas Vientos, I believe his confidence is unwavering. Obviously, Soto, you know, the sackometer off the chart. So that's unwavering. That's why I love those guys. That's just one of my, it may be nitpicky, sure.
No, you've said this for a while. It's a nitpick. I think it's just like what could he, outside of produce more, but like what could he do that would satisfy you in that moment?
Good question.
And I'm saying either put the ball in play, hit it hard, or you don't. I mean, he can do somersaults and dances, and he can break dance.
I just don't think he's that. I just don't think he's that player that has the mentality that I would be looking for.
Not a money clutch guy.
I mean, he's had big moments. I don't think the pressure's too much for him. So
it's the reason why he got a 2-year deal with an opt-out, not a 7-year deal. And we've talked about this. We're not trying to turn on Pete.
No, no.
This is something you and I have said for a while.
No, but he's going to
I think Pete's
going to
have a good year, though. Yeah. I'm going to stick with that. He's going to hit home runs.
And I'm not sure about Nimmo either. Those two.
I'm not a big Nimmo fan.
No, I know that. And I have been. But, see, I like his attitude. And I like his mindset. The results need to follow. BT and Sal and the fan will come back. Get down with the king topic of the day, those torpedo bats and the Yankees offense. 888-808-1019.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.